6:15. That's Doc Can's time for First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's kind of
a little rainy today.
Little rainy out there, yeah. So a little wet, a little puddle action, but I'll take it. We are making it through March without a massive monster snowstorm.
Knock on wood, yeah.
I know it. So far, so good. Yeah, checking the week-long forecast, I mean, yeah, a week from today is the last day of the month. And, yeah, maybe Friday night, I'm talking about some rain and snow, but, I mean, it's not like, yeah, no big accumulation. So, all right, well, I guess this morning we're going to try to get some stuff done. You had this long list of authors that you'd read, and so we've kind of have not touched that in a while. But let's start off, I guess we're going to go back to Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus this morning, a little devotional thought.
Yeah, so we've been doing a path to wholeness, and I think this is just a good thing to own. I read the devotion this morning, and I just really didn't like it.
Okay.
And so I said to you off the air, you know, I said, I think it's, I want to go back to mine. And so for folks who are like, oh, I wonder what's going on, that's why.
There we go.
So my devotion is Notes from the Upper Room, which is based on the book that I wrote. And so it's kind of a walk through John 13 to 17. And we are at John 15, 17, which says, these things I command you so that you will love one another. And I wrote this. Sometimes the commandments of God feel like impossible burdens. When we think about the Ten Commandments or about Jesus' commands for how to live, we may have several reactions. For example, shame or powerlessness over our inability to meet his expectations. We know that God said not to burn with desire for the things that other people have, yet we covet every day, and then we feel ashamed because we do not measure up and we fear God's judgment. Maybe we see God's commandments as arbitrary tests of faith. Perhaps they seem utterly irrelevant to our lives. But here's the truth. The purpose of God's commands is to instruct us on how to live a life of love. God is love. Everything he does flows from his love. He wants us to love like he does, but he does not expect us to figure it out on our own. Do you want to love well? Here's a start. Don't kill people. In fact, don't even speak poorly about them. Don't lie about other people. Instead, tell the truth. Build others up. Don't demand service from others, rather serve them, and especially those who don't have a lot. Let all that you do be done in love. So for me, I think it's important that we sometimes, or that we remember that, again, God's commands are not burdensome. It's really how to love and live like Jesus.
You know, what strikes me, the line that really stood out to me, and that's very good, and I love you and your writing, and but the idea of... do you want to love well, and then start by not killing people? And somebody might say, well, yeah, I didn't do a shooting in Boulder or Atlanta.
Right.
But no, the power of life and death is in the tongue. I mean, it seems to me like, how do we? What about the murdering we do in our minds or with our mouths?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think you and I, you had mentioned the Sermon on the Mount the other day, and I think that's exactly right, is Jesus is saying it's a heart issue for us, you know, and to learn to control our tongues, to be aware of the hatred we can sometimes harbor. And I think I've been more aware of that, not only with myself, or not only with others, but myself over the last few years, I think. So.
Yeah. Well, we want to get out. You had like 28 authors that you'd read some or all of their books, and one of them is Tullian Chavijan, who's now pastoring The Sanctuary in Florida, but tell us about him and reading some of his books.
Yeah, so Billy Graham's grandson. You know, I think he kind of came on the scene in a flash several years back with his book, Jesus Plus Nothing Equals Everything. And that really kind of characterizes so much of what he has written over the years. He's written several books, and it's really camping on the fact that God loves us right as we are. You know, and I think it's God's graciousness towards us. It's not a performative religion, but that regardless of what we do, that God loves us. I think his book, God's One Way Love, was definitely touched me a lot. And of course, that again gets back into the idea that when we begin to understand God's love for us, it really leads us to want to love well.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. So we're going to actually, before 6 in the call to the day, we're going to really underscore that point exactly. Now, he did have a fall that led to his leaving the church, the Presbyterian church that he had headed, he has sought restoration. And I think is now in his second marriage for 5 years and, again, is heading up the sanctuary. So,
yep.
Anyhow, noting that, I'm going to leave you with this quote from Fred Rogers. He says, what children want is for you to talk with them and listen to them. They want your undivided attention. They want you to recognize that their story, the one they bring to your story, is important, too. And
that's
when I
good quote.
Posted that on Facebook, I said, who was more like Jesus than Fred Rogers? Not many, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we're going to continue to. It's just, we could use a little more Fred Rogers in the world today. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow in studio, okay?
In studio.
All right. Sounds coming tomorrow morning. He's our early morning shooter, Jason Kanz. Tomorrow we'll be looking for your pledges as our March Mayhem Hope and Hoops continues today here on WWIB. All right, so I'm just curious. You guys are both parents, and I'm home with, I don't know, my kids. It's totally different. My wife's trips to Liberia, I mean, they're between 15 and 21 years old, so there's a lot of independence. Mm-hmm. I mean, Grace is leading the way on the grocery shopping, and I've got drivers.
Aw, bless
her. What do you have? I don't want to call anybody out, but I've got one who's been, you know, fighting the cold a bit, and when you like, hey, here's that vitamin C. You know, you put the powder in and you mix it, and like,
yes.
I don't like that. I'm going to pass on that. I mean, what do you do with that? Like,
what's your home remedy for colds?
What do you do when a child's like, I don't like the way it tastes?
Because
I know it's maybe not my best. Well, to me, it's just like, you're going to drink this. This is going to help your immune system.
I usually try to paint a picture of their life without this life-giving elixir.
Okay.
I'll say, well, that's fine. If you want to feel down and horrible the next few days, personally, I want to feel energized and great, so I'm going to drink this.
Okay, all right.
My mom, even as an adult, my mom sent home when she knew I was feeling poorly. This was when I was living on my own and didn't have a wife to help me make better health decisions. My mom sent home this, I think it was actually in a Pillsbury frosting container, but elderberry syrup that she had made herself. And you've heard about the healing powers of elderberry.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, it has to do with colds and things like that. And I choked some of that down, and I couldn't stand it. I'm like, man, even as an adult, she's still doing this, looking out for me, but it has to be something that doesn't go down like a spoonful of sugar.
But yeah.
Like Mary
think...
Poppins taught me falsely. But...
she did. But also, if you're going to open a container that says frosting already, like subconsciously.
Sure, you feel like shorted.
That was good. Yeah.
Here's the thing, what I found out later, and again, it took being married, my wife saying, well, why didn't you just dilute it with water a little bit and drink it like a hot elderberry tea?
That's a good idea.
And, so smart.
Yep. Yep, so clearly my better 3/4 there.
So just saying toughen up buttercup, that's not necessarily...
No, I think you need to make it look super attractive, like, delicious.
Okay.
Kind of with a baby and peas.
All right.
Because if they're acting like a baby, you got to treat them like
one. Ooh.
11 before 8 o'clock here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, We Are Family. Request a Need to Breathe coming up, but first, a tune of my own devising.
Yay.
It's time for Pet Peeves Put to Music, and this is one that I created in advance before I left on vacation last week, because I knew this was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. Some of you may not care that much about the NCAA tournament or brackets, but I do.
You do.
And Mark does.
It's fun.
And Mark
and Susan
and
participated
this
year.
Now I do.
Yes, and I just knew, that no matter how hard I try, no matter how much thought I put into it, it is always going to happen that my bracket is just going to get absolutely busted. And it's part of the fun of the tournament, but also part of the agony of defeat, where it's like, I just don't know anything about sports, even though I like to think that I do. So without further ado, this is my busted brackets pet peeve put to music here in the WIB Wake Up Show. I'm no Nostradamus, that should be very clear, but I filled out a bracket hoping this would be my year, and now some Cinderella school became a household name. My Final Four is busted and my picks went down in flames. Oral Roberts? North Texas? And Sister Jean, why you gotta be like that? Sorry, trademark lawyers, I am not trying to steal.
But March Madness
sums up exactly how I feel. My kids got more games right than me, I see shame in their eyes. At least I'm not a gambling man, I guess that makes me wise.
Does that make me wise?
There you have it.
Yay! That was so good.
That was very well written.
A little personal one this morning for yours truly, Pet Peeve, put to music.
Talking a little soup this morning.
Well, I have one life hack. It just seems like a rainy day. It's cozy. Perfect day for soup.
But yeah.
I don't know. Lately, I haven't been wanting to spend a lot of time in the kitchen because, like Betsy, I'm trying to lose weight, but I haven't had a lot of success. So I may have to go to the physician's weight loss. But one thing I do is when I make chicken ramen soup, I add a big handful of shredded cabbage or coleslaw mix and then a couple little hits of hot sauce. And it tastes like this delicious Chinese wonderfulness. But I wouldn't exactly call it cooking since I'm just making ramen and adding a handful of salad-like stuff. So
whatever works.
I would like to know what soup I should make today.
That's a good idea. 396-1670. What soup should Susan make today? Taco soup is my go-to. If friends need a meal, I mean, it's quick. It's fat. I think my kids are just worn down by it. I made it again Sunday, but it was tacos and prayer last night. And both my pastor, Perry Polnask, and I, both of our wives are away. Andrea's in California. And so I brought that, and it complimented with the tacos, and I got multiple thank yous, so that was nice.
That sounds delicious.
I also like to make, though, my next has become this wild rice, kind of a cream of wild rice soup. I made it seven straight Saturdays during the pandemic.
That's what I was going to say. It wasn't like 7 straight
weeks. Wow. I listened to a Larry Crabb teaching and soup, everyone, 7 straight Saturdays. And also, an Italian sausage soup is fun, too. So
that sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of like a zuppa or something.
Zuppa. Italian wedding soup. That's
I don't make soup myself. I did try my hand on it as a bachelor with some mixed success. but I have to say, I gladly defer to my wife because she makes soup often, and it's phenomenal.
Mm. Wow.
I will say the best soup my wife has ever made was shortly after we got married. She made this chili, and it was chili with lots of meat, lots of beans, but noodles, some spiral noodles in there with the chili.
Cleveland
and
then, style.
Yeah, and if you've ever had Cincinnati chili, you know that there's some sweetness in there
Ohio.
As well, too.
Yeah, Ohio.
Yeah, so, yeah, and she did something with some baking chocolate or something like that to add just that hint of sweetness to the zest of the chili.
Okay.
And it was the best, with apologies to my mother, it was the best chili I have ever, ever had. And I'm like, this marriage thing is awesome.
Yeah.
What strange alchemy did she use?
Then when I asked, however, when I asked if we might perhaps have it again, she said, I just made it up. It has never since been replicated.
Oh.
It was the long lost chili, but never forgotten.
Like a beautiful
for you.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show. We are family and great to have some new friends here today. We have Jared and Ryan. They have a brand new business in town, Endless Landscaping. Guys, great to have you in as our guest shooters today for Hope and Hoops. Jesse Hamble from Orange Impression. We'll talk about him in a bit, but he was scheduled today and he said, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. But he said, hey, I know these guys and they have a new business and they're eager to get some their name out there and they'd love to come in and be the guest today. So I hear you got roped into this last night.
Yes, we did.
So let's start with you, Jared. Let's talk a little bit about how Endless Landscaping came to be, because this is something that you have a passion for. And now, I mean, again, as Susan said off the air here, this is the American dream, being able to start your own business.
Yes, it is. We were a little nervous starting out. We didn't really know where to go and stuff. But Jesse stepped in and he's helped us get us on our feet. And I've done landscaping in the past for about 5 years, went to CVTC and graduated in the horticulture program, and I've just had a passion for this and an eye for detail, and I thought this was a good thing to pursue. So,
and Ryan, you were telling us that, I mean, you learned hard work at a young age, and you like to work with your hands. You like to do things right.
Yep. We grew up on a small dairy farm in, Glenwood City, Wisconsin, and just learned what hard work was from my dad. He's a hard worker. He took care of 150 animals at a registered dairy farm, and just learned hard work at a young age, I guess, and liked being outside and like getting down and doing things right. And I don't know, just learned a lot growing up on a dairy farm.
I mean, and with you guys, Jared and Ryan here from Endless Landscaping, our guest shooters here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show for Hope and Hoops, supporting WIB Inc. You guys are the owners, but you're the only two with the company right now. So again, when people contact you, they're getting the little owners of the business. I mean, your name is on this, and you will be the ones actually doing the work. What are some of the services that you guys can provide residentially here?
We will be doing we specialize in hardscapes, patios, retaining walls, and we also do bed tarot, which we install new beds. We'll do shrub trimming, seeding lawns, so yard installs.
Wow.
And then timber walls and stuff like that, too.
Well, what I like about you guys is obviously you're young and very strong, and I don't necessarily want to be doing that hardscaping anymore. And I like that you have the education behind it and that you have an eye for detail. I mean, that just sounds like a basis for a really successful project for any homeowner. And I assume you'll give an estimate.
Yep. We do free consultations. Our phone number is 715-491-8784. Mm-hmm. You can ask for Ryan or Jared, and we'll be happy to help you.
Yay!
Now, one last question here for Ryan. What would you say is your favorite? Because, again, you're talking about hard work, working with your hands. What would you say is your favorite part of this job? What gets you up in the morning and probably pretty early in the morning in the summers?
Just seeing the end result when you start something and, like, the start to finish. Like, it's just... Sure. It's just nice seeing what you've done and what you've accomplished, and you made the customer happy. And
finally, guys, before we play one more song and then I let you step to the line for Hope and Hoops this morning, can you talk to me a little bit about Jesse Hamble and Orange Impression? Because, again, you guys are coming off the bench shooting for him this morning for Hope and Hoops. What has he been able to do for you? Because, again, when it comes to digital marketing, website design, when you go to your website, endlesslandscapingllc.com, I mean, it looks great, and I know Jesse was integral in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't know anything about him until... We went and put business cards in people's mailboxes, and he reached out to us. And from day one, he's just been very helpful. He works hard. He reaches out to us all the time, and he just wants to make us happy. He's put a website together for us, a logo. He's made yard signs for us, and he's got a few people that he's been keeping in touch with to help us with our decals for our trucks and situations like that. But he's a really good guy, and I definitely recommend him for your business needs.
As he recommends you guys, Endless Landscaping. Jared and Ryan,